Blog Talk Radio.
Sis. What's up, sis? Sis, they breaking my heart here. Announcement tomorrow about the Capitals and the Wizards moving to Virginia.
Yes.
Boy. But y'all, you know,
so how they gonna be if they move to Virginia? They gonna be the Virginia Wizards,
man. Just like the football team moved from RFK to Lando Raljohn, whatever they call
it.
And they still. The Washington team. I'm a USA, y'all. I'm a USA and get through this, you know. as you can see, my vocal wah-wah sounded a lot better. So thank you guys. I'm a thank you early for the prayers that you guys sent out this weekend and all of the get well kale that went up. I feel it. I thank you. And yes, Treats, Cap, I wrap my throat up. I wrap my throat so it wasn't exposed to the cold air. Hey, Treece, I'm hurt about this, man. I don't want them to move, you know?
Right.
The Caps or the Wizards. I don't want them to move, man. Anyway. How was your weekend, sis? What you get into? Anything special?
I had a relaxing weekend, actually. It was relaxing. I watched some great football.
Uh-huh.
It was just really.
I watched some crazy football, especially last night. You know,
see that's great to me. Like when the underdogs win, that's great to me.
Yeah.
Girl, I guess. Those Giants.
Yeah, I suppose, and G on already talking trash, ain't
he? Already,
boy. Boy, oh boy. Well, you know,
he deserves
it. He what?
He on here early. First one.
Well.
I mean, you have to size my bet.
Do what?
Besides mom.
You say, okay. Hey, mommy, what's that? Yeah. I had a good weekend. I had a great weekend. Thanks for asking.
Okay.
It was this time of year is always family time. Reese's birthday is Wednesday. Next Wednesday, not this one. Next week, Wednesday, along with my mom. You know, her and Reese's birthday was on the same day. So,
look at them.
Yeah. So we, you know, we get together as a family. Well, we got together this weekend as a family, and you know, everyone we all enjoyed ourselves. We had good food and family and fun. You know, I appreciate that every time, you know, that goes on. Crazy nieces and nephews, I'm telling you, they had me crying, girl. They are just, I don't know. It's just the older I get, the more I appreciate them and all they do. So, you know, it was a great one. It was a great one. You know who else had a great weekend, treat?
Who?
Your boy, Shohei Ohtani. The new $700 million man. Goodness gracious. $700 million. Now, I know you don't like the fact that he signed with the Dodgers. I know the Dodgers isn't your team at all, so I know that one kind of stung a little bit. But, hey, we're going to get into that, guys. That's one of the topics on today's Kale's Corner episode. I tried to do a little different. I hope you felt it. How do y'all feel about the NBA's in-season tournament now that it's over? You know, with the Lakers winning it all, with LeBron James being named the MVP, though Davis, Anthony Davis, had a hell of a game against versus Indiana on Saturday evening. But, you know, the MVP went to LeBron. And, y'all, I have a inclination. You hear that, three? That's a big word.
Come on,
I have an inclination why the Lakers won and LeBron was named MVP. We'll get into that in a second. Y'all, Lady T will be presenting our week 14 winner of Lady T's pick. And I'm going to tell you, if one of y'all women won again this week, off the bus. You remember we used to say that thing when we was young?
Yeah.
Off the bus. That's all I
off the
say.
Bus.
Off the bus. Yeah. That means we going to fight, my baddie, if it's you. Reese Cup, me, Ma, Tree, all y'all. I'm rumbling. Off the bus. Let me stop. We're going to discuss this week 14, y'all. The NFL was crazy this weekend to me. Yeah, just to me, yeah, it was wild. Okay. All right, guys, you can join. You can say what? Say what, Tree?
It was crazy.
Man, I keep looking at the TV. You know what, Tree? I'm going to turn it off. I keep looking at the TV, and they talking about breaking news. Wizards and Caps moving to Virginia. It'll be announced tomorrow. Well, what the heck y'all advertising it today for? Shoot. You know?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. But here's what you all can like. You can like and join Lady T and all our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Tales Corner, or you can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in studio family on 563-999-3782. Kale Corner, we're keeping it real.
It's our only real. Y'all better know it.
About, y'all know who we talking about. All right. I just got to say this real quick. Hold on. Lady T, you got anything you need to add to this you want to say?
No, we good. Go ahead.
All right. This song is dedicated to what's Ted Leonsis and the Monumental Group. All right. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. Hey, we don't own the right to the music, but the boogie is all ours. We'll be right back.
Back.
Yes, don't go breaking my daggone heart. All right, yeah. You like that one, Tree?
Yeah. I love that one. But I got a special guest online. That is saying, tell my pop-pop. They said, hello.
Oh,
Miss Zuri.
He's trying to make me cry. Hey, Puddin' and Papa Baby. Yes, that's my baby. And my baby had a birthday. 5 years old already. It seemed like, see, Papa got a problem holding the babies when they just born, when they real small. That's just me, y'all. And from the first time I saw her, I wanted to hold her and kiss on her and everything, but I just couldn't. She was just too small, and you know, sometimes I'm a little overly manly, you know what I mean? And in my mind, I just kept seeing myself hurt my baby, so I just couldn't pick her up. And then when she got older, I picked her up, and oh, funny story, Therese. We were at my mom's funeral in North Carolina, and I picked Zuri up, and Tina, my sister Tina, said, let me hold her, you know, let me pick her up. And Tina picked her up. 2 minutes later, Tina was like, Kale, get her, Kale, get her. I was like, what's wrong? She was like, she too heavy. I can't hold her. I said, Tina, what you expect when you got two young, healthy, solid parents, you're going to have a young, healthy, solid baby. She was like, yes, forget her. I feel like I'm about to drop her. I don't want to drop her. Crazy. Yes, yes. So I had to take her out of her arms. And then, no, you know what? It was Zuri's birthday. It wasn't a funeral. It was Zuri's birthday. And, you know, we were all in the giving the gift phase, and everybody was, you know, all excited. Mm-hmm. And my sister could not hold my baby. I said, oh, my goodness. But that's one thing I absolutely love about being a pop-pop, a grandfather, the memories, you know, the memories, the priceless memories that you just ride down the street and a song or a color or just the trees make you think about that moment. I love it. I love it. All right. Happy birthday, baby. Pop Pop loves you. All right. So the Dodgers announced Monday they had reached an agreement with two-time MVP Shohei Ohtani. The deal was for 10 years worth $700 million. Now, there's a catch to this. There's a catch to this. It's backloaded, not front, meaning Shohei will be paid $2 million a year in the beginning, and once he gets to the end of the contract, he'll receive the other $680 million. Reason being, the Dodgers want to be able to add Ohtani and other players to help them win. Therese, how do you feel about this?
I think I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like it. I just don't like that it's in my division, you know. Mm-hmm. But I do like that he agreed to defer. You know, that just shows me that he's a team player.
Right.
So, I like it. I mean, I can't say nothing bad about it. I really do like it, actually. I like it a lot. Because it shows, you know, he's a team player and he wants to win now. Like, he wants to add other pieces. He know they need other pieces. So, he could have been a ASS, you know, and said, no, I want, you know, we ain't doing that. But he didn't do that, so I respect him a little bit more than I did. So I like it.
Right, right. Yeah, I say the same. I say the same. Let's go to the phone. Oh, we got Lou from Jersey. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Good afternoon, first of all. All right.
Hey.
You know, I'm not surprised though about Ohtani going to the Dodgers. I mean, I think it was his plan all along. I think Toronto was just trying to pull just a last minute sneak on him, trying to persuade him to go there. But he had his heart set on going to the Dodgers all along. So whatever the last minute ploy was for them to come to Toronto, never had a chance, not at all.
Right.
Yeah. His heart was set on LA, in the LA area, just to go over to the opposition, you know, with the Angels. Because, you know, despite the fact he was doing well with the Angels on his own, they never went anywhere. They never got to the postseason and whatnot. I mean, he was doing all the damage. So he just thought, well, I think I have a better chance of playing for the other team in L.A., which I'll be nameless, and come right up there. Well, that's what I think he would say, because I think he was going to mention it, you know, because I knew it was the Dodgers. I mean, everybody in the baseball world knew was he was going to go to the Dodgers. So whatever
right.
trick
yeah.
that Toronto was trying to pull, come on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, you should. I mean, I think the press are just trying to make something out of it, which had the time he came believe, and I didn't believe that the Toronto was going to go. So it was obvious he was going to go to the Dodgers.
I just knew. I know he was going to the Dodgers when how everybody was trying to, like, pull in and all the fake claims was coming in and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He did amazing things when he was with the Angels. He did good. It's just the other players didn't – nobody matched his energy when he was there. So he had to go somewhere where the energy was going to be matched. And he, listen, even though I don't like the Dodgers, I really don't like them, but –
yeah,
that is a great place for him to be because they're going to match his energy. They're going to definitely match his energy. So, I mean, and then they got him for the next 10 years. So all he has to do is stay healthy.
Yeah, but the thing is, do you think he's going to last 10 years? Because every time we see one of these big shot players make a deal like that, they don't even last the whole contract. I mean, A-Rod signed signed a 13-year deal. He lasts only 5 years. So – you know, he got the deal.
Bryce Harper is holding up.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper holding up. He been you know, he ended the deal up. He's been there for a minute. Yeah.
Treece, let me say this.
Okay.
That was very big of you to say that. Because I know, how much you hate, absolutely despise the Dodgers.
Back.
So that was very big of you. Yeah. Yeah, that was nice. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to the Capitan. What's up, Cap?
Capitan. Cap.
Yo, what up, y'all? What up, everybody?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, Cap.
Ain't nothing too much. Y'all good?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I told y'all this week was going to be a little tricky with that NFL thing. And that was going to be tricky.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. And it really was.
How
you feel about the Ohtani trade?
Yeah, this contract.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Okay.
I love it. East Coast. It didn't go to the Yankees.
Yeah.
And, I'm loving that right there. Him and Mookie, Magic. And they're gonna put some stuff together.
Yeah, they are.
So, like the fact that Ohtani had his contract backloaded instead of front?
Man, listen, the fact that he's getting that money, I ain't even tripping. He ain't hurting for nothing.
Right.
The boy don't speak English, and they gave him $700 million. That's amazing. Now, that's amazing.
He knew to get that money, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he know how to see them dollar signs.
That Bama said, I can count.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cap Gerald said, what's up? What's happening?
Oh, Lord.
What up, G Money?
That boy. He on cloud 11 and a half.
When we get to that portion, I got something to say about them boys, too, because they do anything when we get to that.
That's what's up.
Okay.
All right. Let's take another call.
I'm gonna start back.
007, what up, Dub?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up?
What's up, 007?
I like the Hey, how y'all doing today? Happy Tuesday. I like the signing because, you know, he could dominate pitching and batting. The money is worth it. I mean, and plus, you know, he had a move. You know, he just moved across town. Went from red to blue.
You know what? I am not messing with you. But he's right.
Baby.
He is so right. He don't even got to sell his house or nothing. He can just move across town.
Right.
Rent that one out.
What I do feel bad about, when the Angels do play the Dodgers, how – the Angels fans, when they play in Omaha, how they gonna feel when he come in? Would he get the reaction? You know, like would he be booed? Or that's what I'd be worrying about.
He shouldn't. He really shouldn't, because like Tree said, he gave that Angels team all he had. They just didn't have a support system around him. So if they're mad, be mad with the Angels. Don't be mad.
Yeah.
What they say.
Exactly.
Hey, what brings me to this? The Dodgers should be a favorite right now to go to the World Series and win it all. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Chris. I know you're a Giants fan, but this.
Nah.
I mean, you have a person that could fit the pitcher rotation. I don't know Kershaw going to hold up or anything, but and then you in the batting rotation. You got somebody who in the batting rotation. You know, I don't know if he played 7 or 8. Huh?
I agree.
Nah.
You know,
it's too early.
So, I mean, that's the thing. You got a two-way pitcher. I mean, a two-way player.
No, we're talking about this on paper. Yeah.
Yeah. You got, two-way players that can take it to where you need to go.
I'm aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I still need to see the Dodgers do a little more. Yes, Ohtani is a great addition, And on paper, yes, but I still feel like they need to do a little more, you know.
But Kel, in our division, them in Arizona, listen, nobody even had Arizona going that far as they went.
Right.
The Dodgers was right there. All they needed was Ohtani in that. If they had Ohtani in that series, they would have won.
Arizona had a bullpen and Dodgers didn't.
Exactly.
Well, Ohtani ain't going in the bullpen. So.
He's going to be in rotation. He's going to be a part of the bullpen at some points. So he's going to be in a rotation. He's not going to be always starting. And he hit. He pitched and he hit.
Yeah.
So he is double-edged sword.
Yeah. Okay. I just feel it's too early. That's all. You know.
Oh, it's definitely too early. We come out on paper. Just looking at the paperwork, if you see all the names in the lineup and you see all that stuff, then you say to yourself, oh, they should be able to make it to the playoffs and win a series. If you're looking at it on paper, nobody has proven anything yet. Like, I hope they don't make it. I hope they don't make it.
There you go. I was waiting for that. There you go.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Huckleberry, since Lady T already went in Huckleberry fast. What's up, Huck?
What's up, everybody?
What's up,
how y'all doing?
What's going on?
What's up,
first of all, I'm going to say I think that what the Dodgers did was like Sis said, and like 007 said, and I'm still skeptical like you, Kel, but they did plug a hole. They needed more pitching, and not in the bullpen, but in their starting rotation. That's what let the Dodgers down the last 2 years, that they were close to going to the World Series. Not their hitting, but their pitching.
Right.
And the hitting that Ohtani can do is an extra that comes along. Now, having said that, let me applaud the Dodgers, because looking at this contract through and through, he will never see all of that $700 million the way they got it lined up. Because he had, in order for him to see it, he needs to stay with them for like 15 years in order to get that whole $700 million. Mm. And right now, Major League Baseball is having a hearing. They want the Dodgers to be able to show them how they're going to be able to give him $68 million at the end of this year in like the deferred payment. Because to start off, like you said, all he's going to get is $2 million to start off. I think he's going to end up going to the head of, if his pitching stays the way it was, he's going to end up going to the head of the lineup in their pitching rotation.
Yeah.
Because Kershaw is under pressure in the playoffs or in the World Series or in the playoffs now, he doesn't show up.
Yeah.
You know, and Mookie can't carry everything.
So, you know, okay, so even though we talk, I agree with you, 57, I agree. But do you know Ken Griffey Jr. is still getting paid by the Cincinnati Reds, and he hasn't played in 10 years?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
He's getting ready to get paid.
A lot of people don't know how great Ken Griffey was, though. Oh, something Lou said. I hope Lou's still on here.
What did I say?
Like Lou said, A-Rod, like getting all that money, a slugger, or the biggest, supposed to be the biggest guy, we did that with A-Rod. And he came to me. He was a big name, but he was a bust. We only won one World Series with A-Rod, and we paid him all that money over 5 years. So as far as I'm concerned, A-Rod is the biggest bust we ever spent money for.
And he was doping.
And he was doping.
Wow.
He admitted it himself. He admitted it himself last year.
Yeah, about
he said, I'll never go to the Hall of Fame.
Man, 57 talked about that. Yeah, man, 57 talked about that. Yeah, he was doping. That's why, what's the other guy name that on the commentator with him was on y'all team too? The other guy that's real good.
Derek Jeter.
No. Could not stand him. Could not stand him for that.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, Derek Jeter, Mr. New York. You can't touch Derek Jeter with no dirt.
That's the name I was looking for. Yeah, that's the name I was looking for, Mr.
That time, Gia can go into any restaurant and get a good steak in New York. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, New York.
I wish I'd be with him sometimes so I can get some too.
You know,
oh man,
come on in here, brother. Time, what up, bro?
Time.
How everybody doing? Much love and respect. What it do, big brother?
What's up, brother?
What's up, dude? What's up, 57, 007, Lady T, and the online crew?
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, I forgot what I was listening to, and I heard y'all talking about Ohtani. Mm-hmm. And is he supposed to, check this out for me, Lady T, is he supposed to be getting ready to get surgery or something for something?
Ohtani?
Yeah. Because I heard somebody talking about that. And then when 57 said that. And when 57, and I heard them talking about it. And when they said, when 57 said they was missing a hidden, this is exactly what I heard them say. They said that he's going over there to the Dodgers to be more of a hitter than a pitcher.
Yep.
Because the surgery that he's about to get done, he's not going to be the same guy to be out there throwing that ball like that. And it threw me off when I heard him say it. I was like, damn, what the hell? So I'm glad
that's
y'all
for the first
talking
year, though.
That's for the world.
I ain't
for
heard nothing
year,
about
dang.
The surgery.
Yeah,
of this
I heard
Tommy John
great.
Surgery. Most pitchers get better.
I don't know what type of surgery it was, but I heard him talking about it the other day after they was announcing him, you know, getting all that money and going to the Dodgers. Check it out. But I did hear them talking about that. What's up, Kat?
It happened September the 20th, 2023. They said he had surgery on his elbow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they were talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
He had surgery, so he
already had the surgery.
Okay, well, he already had it. That's why I said I knew I heard him talking about some type of surgery. And they said that the Dodgers, and when 57 said they was missing a hitting, that's exactly what the man said. He said they really got him over there to be a hitter, and they're not really worried about him doing any pitching. That's exactly what he said.
He might end up in the bullpen then, just like he said.
It says Shohei Ohtani had surgery on his elbow. Will be able to hit in 2024. So, the two-way phenomenon underwent successful surgery on his elbow on Tuesday at the Curlin and Job Orthopedic Clinic in Los Angeles. He did it when he was with the Angels.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm going to say this.
How these guys do it.
They have surgeries on their elbow and their knees and stuff, and then they go, you know, rehab and get back out there. When I had surgery on my knee, I couldn't even look at my knee. I mean, I was so scared. I couldn't touch it. Couldn't look at it. I was scared to death.
Yeah.
You know why? Because see, they're in shape. Like they constantly working and moving and in
oh,
shape.
Thanks, sis.
Not saying that you're, I was going to say not saying that you wasn't, but you gotta be you gotta keep yourself moving. You gotta keep yourself moving and moving and moving. Once you stop, that's just like the old saying is: it once you stop, everything stops. So you gotta keep moving. You gotta keep moving yourself around. Even my mom do 100 sit-ups and push-ups every day, each one. And she walk on a treadmill 45 minutes or to an hour every day. So you got to keep moving. You got to keep moving. And once you keep moving, your bones will heal quicker.
I believe.
And walking to the refrigerator, back to the recliner chair.
I ain't doing
don't
that.
Count.
I ain't doing that.
Hell, you just took away half of my damn shit. Come on, man.
Y'all terrible.
I was telling Daddy going to the bathroom is part of it.
I'm not doing this with y'all today. No, I am not.
Hey.
Nope.
But hey, congratulations to Shohei, and 57 brought up a point that we really wasn't thinking of. As far as the Dodgers not being able to pay him the full $700 million, so that's going to be something we're going to have to keep an eye on for real. You sign the man for this, get that man that money, because I believe we're all in agreement that he's worth it. So, you know, let's just see.
I think he's gonna get it, and it just gonna, even if he retire, they're still gonna have to keep paying him until it's done. That's just how it's gonna be. Just like they paying Ken Griffey Jr.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Just like they paying him in a different sport. Allen Iverson's still getting paid.
Yeah.
He ain't paid his guard. So
don't forget about Bobby
Bonilla.
You know
what I'm saying? So they're going to find a way. They're going to find a way.
It's a, like you said, we don't know all the clauses and what fors and ifs and everything that he got in the contract, but it doesn't make sense that you would sign a contract for 10 years like that and you said that they offer you $700 million and you're going to allow yourself to be paid like that. It got to be a catch somewhere in there they ain't told us about yet.
Yeah.
He going to get his money.
I agree.
Hmm.
I agree.
Too many lawyers involved.
I'm about to get on his Instagram and see if I can get some of that money. I'm going to hit him up.
Hey, man. I just like to be at the airport to carry his bags.
Yeah.
Wherever he wanted to go, man. Shine his shoes, whatever.
Be his driver. Man, you can be his driver and his bodyguard.
I don't know about shining those shoes, but I'm with you. Yeah. You want to clap?
Hey,
bro.
He ain't going to need no shoe shiner. He just going to buy a new pair. He ain't going
to
need that. He just going
to
buy two pairs.
I'll bring you a bottle I'll bring you a bottle of Dasani or whatever.
Not Dasani.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't be his bodyguard. We can see you now being escorted from the stadium.
All right, bro.
You're going to be out there like the Eagles security. You're going to be out there like the Eagles security getting ejected.
You know, real quick, I saw a picture of that guy, and I was like, who did he grab up? You know? He looked
right.
Like Andy Reid to me.
You know what? I'm done. We're going to just go ahead and move on. We're just going to move on. I ain't messing with you right now.
563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
We don't own the rights to the music.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree. for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Yeah.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
Yeah.
I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
That was special for Kirby. That was for Kirby. Therese, did Kirby send you the YouTube Christmas song through a chat?
No, not yet.
I was like, Kirby, I don't have that in my studio. Kirby said, you need to play it. All right, y'all.
Oh, no.
How do y'all
feel? He ain't playing with you.
How do y'all feel about the NBA's in-season tournament game? Were you guys satisfied with it, or what did you come away from the game thinking? Lady P, you go first.
Thank God it's over. Thank God it's over. We can get back to regular smegler NBA games. I ain't got to watch these crazy-looking floors making my eyes cross.
Right.
I'm just glad it's over. You know how that thing say, thank God Almighty we free at last?
Right.
But we really ain't free?
No.
That's what I'm talking about. That's where I'm at with it. God it's over.
Lou, what did you think, Lou?
I just thought maybe the whole thing was just like too much of a gimmick to begin with. You know, it's an in-season tournament. It doesn't really mean much because you're not really playing for a title. To begin with, but I do get the reason behind it. They want to jazz up the regular season more, make it more meaningful. So I get, but I think if they're going to continue with it, I think they should, you know, make it more of a neutral site rather than like close to where the Lakers play, because Vegas was basically like a home game for the Lakers and whatnot. So they need to move to like other locations than Vegas. Now, I know Vegas is becoming a happening town in the sports world, but I think they got to put it, you know, in other places as well to make it more legit for the final in the next few years to come. But it turned out to be a big success. I mean, more than I thought it was going to be. I mean, you know, people are actually interested in this in-season tournament. So it turned out to be very surprising.
Cap, what do you think, Cap? What did it leave you think?
Give it to me again. I'm still at work. I'm sorry. What was the question?
The in-season tournament. Trash. What did that game leave you thinking or feeling?
Nothing, brother. I could have done without it.
Bubba the trash.
Okay.
Yeah, trash. No, seriously. It was LeBron's going away party. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Wow. Double
I heard it first right here.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You heard it first.
They ain't winning the real one.
No, he's not.
Okay.
Oh, hello?
Double O.
Yeah, you with me?
Oh, there you go. Is Michael Jordan coming back?
No.
This tournament was horrendous. I hated it.
What do you hate so much?
No, I mean, because it was obvious they wanted the Lakers to win it. It was just obvious.
Yeah.
It was plain obvious. I mean, it could have been somebody else. If it was Memphis or Houston or one of these ordinary teams would have won, I wasn't thinking like this. But the Lakers of all teams?
Yeah. Hey, I pretty much said the same thing. Come on, 50 Cent, what do you think?
I got, you know, sometimes I don't like being in agreement with everybody, but I have to be, man. I mean, it's a shame. First of all, it's a shame that you got to put up this type of tournament and promise this $500,000 to the winner and all that for us to see some intensity out of you that we paid our tickets to see. We don't get half price on the tickets, you know, because you decide you want to take off tonight or, you know, you don't want to play intense tonight, you know, you just want to show up. And like Cap and everybody else said, it seemed like it was like LeBron's tournament, LeBron's coronation, you know. And I'm looking at it going, okay, LeBron, but would you be up there holding up a trophy if it just went 82 games and there weren't no end tournament, you know? So this is just a trophy to please him along the way, because what's going to happen at the end of the season? You know, is Anthony Davis going to score 41 and 10, you know, when you really need him to do it at the end of the season? You know, go ahead.
I have a question. Why Anthony Davis wasn't the MVP? He scored 41
points. It's a bronze tournament, man.
Yeah.
You said it at the beginning because it's the LeBron tournament. You said it. The 57. That's why.
Come on, Shane. How did you feel?
I actually like the tournament because, like, everybody keep crying about every year about the players taking off and not being there when they supposed to. And this tournament right here made everybody play at least for the first two and a half months. So if we do miss anybody, it's only going to be like a month, because the All-Star games, you know, after that, it's turned up. And I just believe that they kept the players out there on the court that everybody wanted to see. Could nobody take off? And, you know, that's what I liked about the tournament. So, you know, whoever won. And then, you know, it also helped them guys that, you know, even came in fourth place. They won some money. So, you know, it wasn't just about one team getting it. It was helping out a lot of players that don't get a whole lot of money. So I actually liked it.
I like that part about it, too.
Thing,
I like that part about it, too. But I'm
I did, too.
I agree with that.
One thing that made me turned off completely, Malika Andrews was interviewing LeBron James afterwards. And LeBron said, the players keep asking me, when are we getting paid? When are we getting paid? And I told them, I don't know, but I know when we're going to get paid. And it was at that moment where Michael Jordan popped in my head. And like we all said, we know come July, the Lakers aren't winning another Larry O'Brien. They're not winning a trophy. So I believe this in-season tournament, LeBron, because about it. How do you know as a player when you guys are getting paid and not getting paid? If you're not a part of the establishing this tournament. And to give him the MVP when Saturday night wasn't the only night that Anthony Davis showed up. But you didn't give him the MVP. Now, it's one more thing when you hear the Mike and LeBron comparison. Well, LeBron won the first in-season tournament, and he was the MVP. Bruh, none of that compares to the NBA Finals. And it's not like you guys play one team for seven games. You guys play who was there at the top after the tournament with you all. And it stinks of the bubble. It stinks of the bubble to me. Everybody else quit, went home. LeBron said, no, y'all, we're going to play. We're going to stay here. We're going to win this thing. It just rubbed me the wrong way. The whole outcome of this.
Only thing about that whole thing that you just said about the tournament season, like that's going to be another thing that they can say. They can't really say that because they didn't have that in Michael Jordan's era. So they can't even put that in the conversation. And even if they did put it in the conversation, it's going to be so hypothetical that why are we even talking about it? Because it's stupid. Now we get into hypotheticals. If Jordan would have played in it, or if da 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 da, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be if Jordan played, he would have won all of them. If LeBron played, he's going to win all of them. So it's just going to be stupid to even have that conversation. So even if somebody was to bring up that conversation with me, saying we having that conversation, and they say, well, LeBron won the first ever in tournament season, I'm going to say congratulations.
Okay.
Congratulations, because they didn't have that when Mike was back in his day. They didn't have it. Go ahead, 57.
Your pronoun game is really up there tonight. Hypothetical. I like that. Because why do we keep bringing up Michael Jordan's name? You know, LeBron is doing his thing in his time and era. I'm not going to take anything from him other than we know this was your tournament, in-house tournament. This first one was yours.
Uh-huh.
You know, you was in on it, in on the planning, all of that, you know, and why people keep want to, you know, throw Michael Jordan out there. LeBron ain't going to never be where Michael Jordan is, and a whole lot of people will never be where LeBron is. They're two different eras, and I'm with you, sis. It's all hypothetical.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone.
But y'all know, all the sports, basketball pundits, this is a conversation they love to have, too. It's two different eras. Mike has done what Mike has done. We're seeing LeBron coming to the finish line of his career, and to even, you know, make up something like this, it's crazy to me. It's crazy to me. And Tang, you say it's about the intensity and the energy that these guys are playing with. We still got the rest of December, January, February,
right, 50 more
before
games.
The All-Star game. What is going to be allowed chill now? Are these guys going to be allowed to sit now?
You're absolutely right. Instead of chilling for the whole first half of basketball, they're only chilling for about a month and a half. That's it.
Durant already took off.
Right. See what I'm saying? Like Durant and all them, the stars, all the stars, now you will see them taking off instead of seeing it throughout the whole first half of the season. That's what it was about. And that's what they talked about. They said that. They said the fans was complaining, you know, about going to the games and certain people wasn't there, wasn't playing who they came to see. So they got to see him. That's just what it was, bro.
Yeah.
Hope y'all don't get mad at me. But
I just think
I'm not writing the Lakers off for the championship.
just me. But I just think the league has gotten so soft to the point where the big name people is telling them what they're going to do, as opposed to back in the day, nobody wanted to take off. Like, nobody wanted to rest. Nobody wanted to take off. Yeah. Everybody wanted to play every game. You know what I'm saying? They just sold. Exactly. Everybody just divas. Everybody just prima donnas. Everybody, privilege, whatever word, pronoun, whatever you want to call it.
That's it.
That's just what it is. And back in the day, nobody did that. Everybody was held accountable. Like, why are you taking off? What's wrong with you? Like, ain't nothing wrong with you. Jordan played sick. He was throwing up on the side. Like, come on, everybody, you sick because you broke your finger hurt or you stomped your toe? Like, come on, man, get out of here.
They used to hide Iverson's uniform. Remember they hid Iverson's uniform?
Y'all know that. It's definitely not like it was back in the day. I said only a handful of people got the love for the game. It's more love for the money now, man.
For the money.
Like that, y'all.
I'm not mad at these young brothers for being aware of how much money these owners are making and being more controlled. I mean, I know we're getting shortchanged, but they're being more controlled of what they're doing and how these owners are paying them in all these sports. It's not what we should be getting, but it's better than it used to be. And, we're missing out on a lot. But, man, at least these brothers are aware for a minute.
Exactly. They controlling their
everybody
own
waking
destiny.
Up?
Yes.
That's all it is. They like the hell with these coaches. If I want to take off, I'm taking off. Everybody else take off at their job when they want to take off. When you wake up in the morning, sometimes you be like, I don't feel like going. Let me call in to say I'm sick.
Come on,
Tang. I'm trying to find what they
do. Talk
to them. It's the same thing.
Talk
it's just
to
them, Tang. Like 57 said. I mean, I know people want to see them in there, man, but that's what they want to do. You can't fault them for doing that.
Nope.
Okay. And there you have it. Everybody want to do it. You know, if they want to take off on their job, so be it. I'm taking the personal time off. PTO, sir. I need a PTO.
And sis, some guys come to work, but they still look like they off out there on the court.
Exactly. Absolutely.
You ain't
never
lie.
He ain't playing tonight, man. He out there chilling.
That
he just
correct.
Running the basketball. Man, they doing the same thing that the world
man.
They
like Jordan Poole did that day. He was like listening. He was just like, man, whatever. I ain't trying to hear that.
And what gets me
come
is,
on.
You watch First Take, and they tell you, the Spurs, they probably, they ain't worried about winning. They just trying to see who they can get next year to go by Wembanyama. I'm like, what?
Yep. You're absolutely right.
You
don't
tell me that you ain't trying.
Exactly. And then you still want me to pay my $150 for that seat way up in the sky?
Yeah, there must be something in there because I'm paying it.
And guess
okay.
What? Somebody going to pay it.
Somebody gonna
me. Me. I'm gonna say it.
You know,
not dumb behind is gonna pay it and be saying you going. Come on, because I ain't going. If you ain't
you
going,
know,
so I'm gonna have to buy two tickets for $150. Both of them up in there $300. Yeah, me.
Dundee do right going. No problem.
Yeah, and I know my team not doing nothing this year, and I'm waiting on Cap to give me that call because I'm going to be paying it. I'm going to be right back. Going, let's go.
Oh, yes, sir.
So I'm not going to sit here and complain about that.
Hey.
I know what it is.
Hey, Tang.
Exactly.
You going when they move to Potomac Yard?
Hey, dog. When they said they was moving to hockey and them out there, I think this year might be my last year going to a game. Now listen to it's a subway going straight to that sucker, which I know it is.
The subway gonna go right there, bruh.
Exactly. Yeah,
where they gonna build a stadium at the subway gonna come right up into the stadium.
Yeah.
And that's why I was just getting ready to say. So I know I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm not gonna make it out there, big bruh.
Right.
But I know that subway going straight there, I'm gonna make it out there, man. I know I am.
Yeah.
I'm away from Captain
Time. You
got to
let me know what's the best night for y'all, too.
Welcome to Virginia, y'all.
You got to let me know what's
yeah,
the best night
always,
for you.
We always available. If we ain't doing a TNT fashion and that'll pop up somewhere, we always available.
All right, say less.
All right. Or if Mr. Kale's Corner tonight, they might be a little late. Yeah, time out.
Fact.
Yeah.
I'm
like down the street. So.
Fact.
All right.
Okay.
So we 50-50 with the tournament. Some of us with it, some of us not. I got to bring this up. Anthony Davis, hey, he was a man on fire. You understand me? He was giving them the mean face and everything. You know what I'm talking about? I was like, okay.
He was mean mugging?
He was mean mugging. He was mean mugging. And
come on, Anthony Davis.
Like roaring and pumping his chest and having himself a good old time. I was like, okay, all right. Calm down.
He was
trying
to talk to trash about him. He was tired of y'all talking trash.
Stephen A.
Like,
had just talked trash about him.
Talking trash. Especially Bubba Dub.
4 hours before.
Bubba Dub go in on him.
Mm. Well, I guess he showed them. That's all.
I guess
he
did,
showed.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He did that.
All right. Well, hey.
He definitely
good
did.
Job. Good job, Anthony Davis. It was good to see you. Doris Burke said, this is 2020, Anthony Davis. I thought I was going to die.
Okay.
She said, this is 2020. Yeah. Mm. Lakers won, as we pretty much knew they would. Congratulations to that Lakers team. I tell you what, I was happy to see Rui Hachimura back on that bench. You know, I was wondering what was going on with him, but then I remember he's not a Wizard no more, so they're not going to let him stay off the court because he's homesick. Boy. All right.
Did anybody see the greatest of all time sitting on the sideline at the game, Dr. J?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Class personified.
Greatest of all time.
You know.
Personified. You got, hey, look, man, I can't help it, man. Dr. J was the man, dog.
Yes, sir. Just playing in chucks.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
in chucks.
Oh, man.
How heavy those chucks were back in the day?
No support.
Like a piece of rubber just under your foot. That's all it was.
Like they put up on
you. No problem.
Yeah. All right.
And the H band is around his knee, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Nah, come on in here, Nah. Come on in.
Oh, what's up? Man?
What's up,
hey,
bro?
What up, y'all?
All right,
what's
now?
Up,
hey.
Did you check out?
Cooler, man.
Did you check out the end season tournament game?
Oh yeah, and I guess everybody got to kind of give it up to Adam Silver now, man. That thing worked. That end season tournament looked like a good idea. People are gonna be adding that to their name, to their accolades when they retire. 2-time cup champion, stuff like that. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, it was a good thing. Puts a little excitement into the game. And, yeah, Indiana's the worst defensive team against big men in the league. So,
yeah, of
course, AD8, as he should have. Shout out to him for making Bron not carry the team. He get a little old. Can't be asking him to do all that. But Indiana, it's good to watch Halliburton, man. That jumper is ugly, but that dude is skilled. So, you know, nice to see young superstars get a platform like that. Like y'all said, shout out to Dr. J, one of the greatest to ever do it. Just don't ask that man to dribble with his left hand.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
He can beat me with the one hand. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of other
come
people.
Come on, now. The doctor.
I'm going to hope he's dribbling with
no
hands.
I understand why you like
the
tournament,
hand,
nah. Yeah. You ain't used to seeing no good teams down there where you at. That's what it is.
Oh.
You got to deal with
oh
the Falcons
oh
and
the
Braves and the Hawks.
See, the only reason I said that is because sometimes we get so rough on the young folks that we talk about the limitations, and we look at the old guys and we don't remember some of the stuff we used to criticize back in the day with them. So
yeah,
Clyde Drexler has never seen a basketball. He dribbles. I mean, he has never looked up while dribbling the basketball. That's just a feel of Hall of Famer. All-time great, you know what I mean? There's flaws in everybody, you know what I mean? There's flaws in everybody except 23.
Well.
Say what?
Okay.
Which 23?
The one I seen somebody post on social. They said, boy, if they had this tournament back in the day, Mike would have never lost. You telling me he'd have got paid in chips. $500,000 in chips, and he'd have stayed the whole weekend.
I thought the same thing when I said Michael would have won this tournament every time they put it on there.
Yeah.
I told y'all. They were going to put it right there. I told y'all.
In dominant form, him and them Bulls would have won. Yeah.
But see, look, you could have put Bird and Magic them out there because them guys didn't take days off back then, man.
Yeah.
They played ball. They didn't take days off. They'd have burnt these teams up, man.
Yeah,
they also needed their money, too. Remember back then, man, they was making a lot
exactly
of money. So by sitting out, boy, that check looked crazy that next week. Boy, you like a regular dude at work where you done called out twice and your manager like, boy, you done used all your PTO. That check going to look sick.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Now you get just like a regular job. Now you get sick pay, you get vacation pay,
time off with no pay,
you time off.
Mental health.
Yeah,
don't forget about the mental health job.
You can even get somebody. Yeah, you can even get somebody to help you out on the job. They can be like, man, I got him. I take up. I give him some of my hours. Come on, man.
Yeah,
totally
different. Got a retirement plan now too, bro.
You ain't lying, bro.
Vacation.
Yeah, it's totally
you got to find a balance, though, man, because at the same time, you also don't want to run nobody into the ground after you done gave them all that money, because then you're going to be sick. Think about Steve Ballmer every time he paid Kawhi and Paul George. He probably get mad every Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like, they bodies wore out.
Hey, bruh, if I go to the dealer and buy a Maserati, I'm going to drive that bad boy like it's a Maserati.
Mm.
I ain't going, oh, well, I'm going to slow down this week and drive it like a Volkswagen. No, bruh. We going 160 like you said you could do it. Let's do
every
it.
Every day, pushing it to the limit.
Your Maserati.
You know my money's worth.
At the same time, your Maserati going to be gone in 5 years and mine going to be still clicking.
some of that money coming back.
That dealer is going to tear you up every time you go in there.
57 say, but it was a fun 5 years.
It was fun. That's right. That's right. I signed for 160. Don't come giving me no 85 miles an hour.
But Nas just said, man, it's that longevity, man. You got to look at it like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pop, them scared they're going to break Wimby. So, you know, they're going to be careful. And Kel, I know you're going to talk about Ohtani. I feel like we got to call the police on the Dodgers. They just doing any and everything. How is this not illegal?
Told you. They done robbed us, man. They done robbed the dude.
You late, Nas. But you can give me your sense on it. What
right.
You say the Dodgers did a wrong, not a good thing?
From the tenor of what y'all just said, I think I probably said the same thing y'all said. It just seems like it should be illegal for you to do that, man. How you going to pay somebody on the back end and get him for $2 million so you can add more? Like, this just seems like a fancy way of cheating. Like, I don't see how they're getting away with this, man.
Yeah.
They dodging the tax bill.
They
want to
mess
with
their cap space. Yeah,
There you go, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to mess with that cap space.
I read some of the stuff they didn't put on the headlines or didn't talk about on ESPN today. And the Dodgers really getting away with murder. They ain't paying all that money up front. And they don't say nothing about what happens if he gets hurt where he can't play anymore after like 4 or 5 years.
Right.
What do they have to pay now?
They still got to pay him. On the back end or not, they still have to end up paying
him. But see, this is it. They ain't said nothing about what's guaranteed, sis. See, deferred means you can pay him every year. You can say, okay, look, we can't pay you the $68 million we're supposed to give you at the end of the year. We're going to have to do this, and we'll give it to you next year. That's the way they got it set up. But so they don't say anything about what's guaranteed in the contract. They ain't telling us that yet.
Well,
I don't think they released all the information on the contract yet. It'll come out.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I have heard for the first couple of years, it's going to be $2 million, $2 million, $2 million. So, yeah, when you look at it that way, y'all could at least gave the boy half up front.
Not only half, though, Kev, but my thing is, okay, listen, I'll take the $2 million and you can defer the 68 the first year. But every other year after that, no, sir, I'm going to need my whole 70, please and thank you. I take that now, sir. You can give it to me at the beginning of the year. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Must not be right, like you say.
He took all them sweetheart deals with the Mavericks. Man, Cuba was getting over on Dirk for the rest of his career. That's why he got a job now in the front office, trying to pay him back. I ain't seen a deal this bad since Jerry Buss hustled Magic for 25 years, 25 million. This is the worst thing I ever seen in my life.
Major League Baseball is having a meeting on it as we speak to figure out how the Dodgers going to give this guy this $700 million. You know, because they promised the contract, they got to have the money.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what I was just about to say, 57. They promised him the money, so they're going to have to come, look, by hook or crook, I need my money. Oh, I ain't hitting that one of these balls that come this way. They will not get a bet from me until y'all figure it out.
Because
y'all can
think
about going to the Angels and I get the money that they owe me.
Incident. The Prime Minister of Japan is going to come call you about that money. You can't play with him like you play with
somebody
who swam over here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Speaking of that Mark Cuban, I read that he's trying to sell a percentage of the team, so you ain't lying. He's definitely trying to get some of that money back.
I think he already sold it. He already sold it. And the thing is, he sold it for $3 billion. And then
he still owns
the rights.
Yeah, he's selling more than 75% of that team, man. No, he's selling more than 75%.
Yeah,
he already sold
$3.5 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I knew he was doing something. So you're definitely right about him trying to get some of that money back.
I'm like, is he selling dope? Who signs up for that deal? You give him billions and he keep control? Like, how the hell does that work?
He's staying in control.
He keep enough shares to stay in control. Plus, he got a whole lot of other interests that he's into besides basketball. And I don't think he really got the time anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's too busy on Shark Tank getting into all these different little businesses and stuff.
Oh,
like
man.
He already invested in over 50.
He won the championship. He's already flown home with the trophy and presented it everywhere across town. So I think his interest is not where it once was. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know. And it's just time to sell off.
And he's getting older.
Yeah, he's getting older.
Yeah. He's trying to enjoy the rest of his life. His kids are still young. I mean, they're not old, but they're not young either. So he's, you know, trying to attend some of the whatever they're doing. He's trying to stay in the loop with
old
them.
White guy.
And he's trying to
might as well run for president.
No, sir. I'm going to go ahead. This is me backing out quietly, y'all. This, when 57 say stuff like that, I just back out.
Look, I had a song ready. I'm about to go look for Because I Got High, for real.
Yes. You can play that.
Hey, y'all setting us up for another nightmare. Because if Mark Cuban is
playing
for money,
play the one that said the real is the only real.
For Luka to go to the Lakers in free agency sometime. Like, y'all know how this stuff works, man. Y'all the nation sad now. Man, don't let the Lakers get Luka in free agency, man. I'm tired of the Lakers. I'm sorry, Lakers. Y'all
you
can't get
that song. Because they're going in the corner high.
So we gotta move on, y'all. We gotta move on. Hey, great conversation though. Y'all gonna have me giggling tomorrow. Y'all gonna have me giggling off this tomorrow. You know, no, we are not. 5-3-9-9-9-3-7-8-2 I can't find it, Trees. Y'all know what time it is.
Go. I ain't never ran from a No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk. Always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? Ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gonna bang. Cavity teeth. You been out there sweet flat. If man put a
hey tree.
Yeah.
Last night, Reese said, I got 3 wins. I was dead in here. Do you hear me? I was dead in here. So, hey, Lady T's pick stick with everybody all during the week. Come on, T.
Yeah. Hey, so look, you said that Tank said that who won? I said, I don't know. We told something. I said, I don't know. I think I got like 5 or 6 of them. So and then my mother told something. I ain't getting that. I said, I got like 4 or 5. I said, man, y'all, what y'all calling me for? Look at mom. Mom told me, me too, Reese, and busting out laughing. Mom, baddie, talking about me too, Reese.
Dang.
Right.
I got about 2.
Here we go, y'all. 57 is crazy. Okay, y'all. Here we go. All right. Y'all know I love everybody on this corner. Oh, 57, congratulations. You are the reigning champion, okay, from week 13. You are the reigning champion.
Yeah.
Let's start it off week 14. Week 14, you guys, this is week 14. We're going to start it off with 5 picks. This week was crazy. This week was crazy. So 5 picks goes to our own lovable Meemaw. Meemaw came in at 5 picks. We have 6 picks, you guys, 6 picks. Until Rishi did better than 3.
Okay.
At 6 picks coming in, 666 is Reese. And my Betty. Reese and my Betty. So our ladies are almost out of it. The ladies are almost out of it. All right. Coming in at 7. Coming in at 7, you guys. 7 picks. We have DMV Kale and our own Capitone. Uh-huh. Okay. And if you guys haven't heard your name, it could be because you might be the winner. Let's keep it moving, guys. 8 picks, you guys. Coming in with 8 picks is 007 and Lady T.
All right.
Let's move it right along. Y'all ain't heard y'all name. Y'all ain't heard y'all name. Cross your fingers, toes, and eyes, because it might be you. Okay? All right. Nine picks. We have big, I know Tang over there like, babe, I thought you said you won. I didn't. Nine picks, you guys, goes out to the one and only Big Boy and one of my sevens, 57. 57 has 9 picks. And if you guys still haven't heard your name, you could be the winner, okay? 10 picks, you guys. 10 picks. I'm almost, don't even want to say it, but 10 picks, they about to get on my nerve coming in at 10 picks. And the winner of week 14 is Tang.
All right.
Here we go.
No, he didn't.
Hey. Congratulations,
Tang. Congratulations, Doc. Congratulations to you and those Cowboys.
Good job, Tang.
You are
Tang.
The winner, week 14.
I appreciate it very much.
Hey, boy, I was on your heels, boy.
I think I won.
That Monday night killed me.
I remembered a lot of my picks this week.
That Monday night was a mess.
Yeah, that was a mess.
Except
and
what,
let me tell y'all what's so crazy. Let me tell y'all what's so crazy real quick, y'all. Everybody picked the Packers to win except 007. He picked the Giants. He was the only one that picked the Giants.
Can we back up to that Thursday night game when I picked the Patriots and then got scared and switched?
I thought about it too, bro.
Yes.
I swear. I said I should have stuck to my guns. But look, 57 did too. Because I went and listened to the picks over the other night. And I said, dang, 57 started off with the Patriots. Then he said, nah, I can't go against my team. I can't do it. Both of y'all went with the Patriots.
Mm. Yeah.
But Cap, you did it twice. You did it twice, Cap. You had picked the Cowboys, and then you said, nah, that's a trap game. That's a trap game. Take me on. Put me down with Eagles. I said, oh, okay.
Hey, let me tell you something.
So you did it twice.
It was a trap game, all right, a trap door.
He would have been all on top of his head if he would have went against the Philly. He already said that. He said, I can't go against that family member.
Meemaw had to pick them.
Right. Hey, that Jets game put me up to 9. I thought if I had put that Patriots game, me and Tang would have been tied 10 apiece.
Mm. Who all picked the Jets?
Yep, I took the Jets.
Oh, 57 took the Jets, and a big boy took the Jets.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Reese didn't take them. I remember that.
Yeah,
Reese didn't take them.
I'm telling you something.
Yep, I'm surprised.
I saw something last night, y'all, that I'm telling you, Miami, that boy Tula, he good, but when Tariq Hill ain't out there, he can't pick no defenses apart.
Yep.
He needs to be able to sling it way down the field and let somebody go get it.
But you know what, to go to that 57, I was listening to them talk today on one of the sports shows, right? And that's really the coach's fault. Because last year, when they had Waddle and that other boy, the same people, both of them boys had 3,000, combined with 3,000 yards. That's the coach's fault by not knowing what to do if Tyreek Hill goes out. Because they be lost.
Yeah.
And you're not lying. I done seen that twice this year. Once he go out, they lost. Mm-hmm. That's on the coaches right there.
They lost.
They did everything around Tyreek Hill. And I'm not mad at him for doing
it.
He's a gem. He's a gem. But you do have the same guys that you had on your team before Tyreek Hill got there. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but they wasn't winning even when he wasn't there. So that's the thing. They haven't figured it out yet.
Hey.
They haven't figured it out.
Hey, Tree.
True.
At any time. of Yard Gang. Was you holding your heart?
Not really. I mean, I was a little nervous in the, like, in the middle part. I was a little nervous a little bit, but then when the DJ Metcalf stuff kicked off, and they and you know, what I say, DJ DK Metcalf acted a fool out there, and then I was like, y'all don't want us mad, because when we mad, we play better. So I mean, they just did us a favor. So I was cool with it. I was cool with it up until that point.
When Debo Samuels caught that long bomb, I was like, yeah, 49 is about to win this. For real.
Right.
I was like, 49.
Hey. And then when Kittle's ran for that extra little yards and got in for the touchdown, I thought he was going to fall down just running. I was like, just stay up. I was just like holding my breath, like, stay up. Yeah. I was just holding my breath the whole time.
He did look like he had lost his balance a little, but yeah, he found his way. Vikings Raiders.
Yeah.
3-0.
I know.
What do y'all think about that?
Trash.
What
do
you say about Josh Dobbs?
Oh, man. He didn't go
Yeah.
Nas done put the whammy on Dodds.
I know, man.
Because, look, when they benched Dodds, I said, that damn Nas. Nas done put the kibosh on that young man.
How y'all feel about that? My Betty said, the Ravens had her panicking. She was over there in a panic.
Man,
thank goodness for that punt return.
Yeah,
heartburn.
Yeah,
that
punt return was everything.
Get a punt return, it's like a walk-off home run. Everybody go crazy. That was the game of the week.
Exactly.
And quietly, Matt Stafford got healthy and looked like his old self the past couple of weeks. So that was a tough win for the Ravens, man. Shoot.
Back.
Yeah, y'all came from behind.
I think they're gonna sneak in. I think the Rams gonna sneak. The Rams gonna get in the playoffs.
Rams ain't going nowhere. If y'all don't cut that out, they ain't going nowhere.
I was about to say, I hope not. But what?
They got, man, two of the best route runners in the game.
Tang, you sound like you far away. You sound like you far away, Tang. You like far away.
But they can't close the door, Cap. That game was sitting right there for them. They should have beat the Ravens. It was sitting right there. They can't close the door. This ain't the first time.
That's true.
Yeah.
I know you was rooting for them.
Yes, I was. I needed the Ravens to win, so because I picked them.
Oh, okay.
I needed the Giants.
I found myself
last night so we could clinch. So we clinched, we number one seed, and we already clinched the division, so we good. But I got one game that I know everybody, I mean, you know, ain't nobody really said nothing yet, but I want to talk about this one game and this one incident in the game that could have, that lost them the game. The Bills and
Kansas
the Chiefs.
City.
I knew it.
Mm-mm-mm.
I knew
Bills
it.
Bills and the Chiefs.
Highway robbery.
Now, his foot, he was
way over.
He was way over 57. And these commentators is getting on my nerves. Like, even Shady is getting on my nerves when he's talking about that call should not have been called. Then what you want us to do as fans looking at the game? We're going to be all saying, y'all cheated for the Chiefs to win a game. If you don't call that.
I'm with you before, but you're right.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll
he was so far up. He was above the center. So, I mean, what do you expect the officials to call?
Y'all see Mahomes?
You give them every.
Mahomes acted like a. He acted different.
Yeah.
Foaming at the mouth.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Yeah, I
Mahomes acted like he's from Ohio somewhere.
I have a question.
He went off the deep end. Go ahead.
My question is, why would they call an offside on the offense, and you knew that man was you know, saying off the center or whatever. Why you didn't call a false start or illegal something? Oh, you let the play go before you call it back. Like, you knew that man was, you know, off the line or whatever the case is. You could have just called it right then and there. They usually do
it. No,
they
don't do it like that, 007.
No, yeah.
They can't call it like that. They can't stop the play from happening.
You.
Soon as the ball was right, the flag went up.
007.
Soon as the ball was right, the flag went up.
You thinking about when Washington played the Giants last year, and McLaurin got called for the same play. He lined up in the neutral zone. They went on and let the play go, and then they threw the flag immediately once the ball was tight.
Yes, they did.
They threw that flag immediately.
Because Terry asked the referee. He asked for it to be good.
Yeah.
That man, they did y'all wrong on that one. But the thing to remember, because people saying that call don't matter, okay, so imagine Tariq Hill get an extra step then on every play. He get a little closer to the line. You want to allow that?
Exactly.
Like, you got to call.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Mahomes
hey, look, the
official
is standing there with his foot on the line, and he's even waving at you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
Nas. I was just going to say, Mahomes snapped out because the offense is bad. The receivers aren't good. They're struggling to score. And he finally got that play that made him happy. So the man just flipped out. And then he tried to devalue Josh Allen's win, like when you finally beat your older cousin in basketball and he tell you he wasn't playing for real. Like, that was some dirty stuff he did to Josh Allen.
Yeah, it was. He went to him and said that right after the game, too. You ain't lying, Mark. He petty for that.
Yeah. Come on, 57.
The official is standing there with his hand showing you where the line is, telling you already you're supposed to look at the official anyway. Tony never did any of that. Mm-hmm. You know, he was so blatantly over the line, they had to call it. I don't care if it was like a half a second left in the game. They had to make that call.
I don't like that everybody keeps saying they should have gave him a warning, and then, you know, all this, they should have gave him a warning. And I said to myself, a warning, it's a minute and some odd seconds left in the whole entire game. What kind of warning are we supposed to give him for another play?
Offside four times.
We're warning you the whole game.
Yeah.
He's offside four times.
You are professional.
Yeah.
You know that the game is riding on this last play. So you're supposed to make sure that you're doing everything right when you get up there to that line. That's all you got to do. Then catch the ball.
I blame the teammates for not letting them know.
Nah.
Exactly.
You can't really blame the teammates because they're doing their job. They're concentrating.
Well, you can blame the quarterback. The main one that was throwing his helmet, you can blame him because he's responsible for making sure everybody's lined up correctly and ready for the play.
Center.
You can blame the quarterback and the coach.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say.
Whoever gets caught.
But it's the center's job to make sure everybody is on the line. So
two-minute drill,
end of the game, to win the game, last drive, man, they can't hold your hand at that point, man. If you're unsure, you need to ask an official or something. But at the same time, can we call the Chiefs front office a little arrogant, like thinking that no matter what, we got Mahomes, it don't matter who we get at wide receiver? We find out it do matter.
I agree.
Yeah,
they should have called a timeout up top.
They miss it. They're missing little Juju. They definitely missing Juju.
Yeah.
The Dolphins want to say it, but they missing Tyreek Hill too.
The
only reason why I put Tyreek in it because they won it last year without Tyreek. And not saying that Tyreek they needed him, but they won it right after Tyreek was gone.
They missing the enemy. They definitely missing the enemy.
agree on that.
For sure.
And from what I saw this weekend, the Eagles will not be in the championship game.
At
I don't
all,
know what it's going to be.
You cannot go off of week. Bro, things happen, injury. I just disagree with you. You can't say what happened Sunday is going to happen in January.
It's not just what happened Sunday. I'm looking at their scheme. I'm looking at their defense. Their defense is Fletcher Cox looked like he's 46 instead of 40.
Yeah, they're the same as last year. They definitely not the same.
No, they're definitely not the same, but I just don't like teams are flying high now. I mean, they're going to fly high 5 weeks from now. That's all I'm saying. Like, it varies.
Yeah.
You just never know. Is any given day?
Jalen
Hurts
is
terrible. The offensive coordinator is defense. Terrible.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Can we say this about the Eagles though? Besides the little brotherly shove stuff, they talk so much about that O line. That O line don't get it in the running game when they want to. They don't be blowing people off the ball like you would think. The way they talk about that O line.
Yeah. Well, the running and Miles Sanders is a much. I like Miles Sanders better back there than Swift. I don't know what's going on with that. Miles Sanders will break
like
for some nice yardage.
Swift playing hurt. Look, for real.
Yeah.
Swift is really playing hurt
right
after we gave him that hit to the chest.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
he been hurt.
Yeah, something.
Well, look, you know what they say about Philadelphia boxers. They lead with their chin first. So, sorry, Cap.
Man. So,
hey man,
so
you
Cap,
apologize every week, which means you
so
keep saying mean things.
You're just saying it's a hiccup with the Eagles. No concern.
No concern.
Yeah, no, not with me. But I mean, it's a lot of junk going on, but they got time to fix it. Is what I'm saying. Because they need some fixing. They need a lot of fixing.
Nice,
those coordinators
nice
are being exposed. Those brand new coordinators being exposed, man.
Right.
But you know that y'all ain't doing.
You can't fix for all the time.
Y'all ain't
though.
Doing nothing. Y'all think y'all can just line up? Y'all got to come with a little bit of more fancy stuff, man. Y'all just lining up
games.
Playing football, and that's not. You got to have something different out there, man. And that's not going to work.
I agree.
Y'all secondary, like I said, I was talking to an Eagles fan before the game. Y'all secondary been getting burnt all year round.
Yep.
After that front line on the defense. Across the middle and down the field, y'all ain't Slay. He like that, but he ain't like that to me.
He don't do
that. I let y'all lay down.
All right, Nas.
Oh, that wasn't me. That was somebody else.
I just think.
Oh, okay. My bad.
That might have been Cap.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't me. I'm here. I'm locked in. My time is out. 7 o'clock, baby.
I thought it was Cap. But you know what? That's how I know y'all
hurting
too, though, Cap. Well, not Cap, because you're a Baltimore fan, but that's how I know Philly hurting too, because they still trying to pick up so many people doing this right now, man. They picking up somebody from here, picking up somebody from here. They can't figure out what's the problem right now. They not really
Well, for sure, you saw enough. Them linebackers is terrible. Y'all exposed 49ers exposed them linebackers so bad. And y'all came behind and did the same thing.
Did the same thing. You ain't lying.
Tang said it too. They blitz beaters. The Cowboys blitz. They would try to throw that little slant to either Smith or AJ, and basically say, okay, you just gonna get away from the corner. No, they ain't. They playing off and tackling, and now you got a punt. They caught them.
Yep.
They caught them. Gang of time with that.
Yeah, the defense is out there too long. Defense is out there. It's just out there. Them 3 and outs killing them.
Yeah, they tied.
You know what? I think
tired.
The Eagles got a good defense. The Eagles got a good defense, but they don't get enough rest out there.
Right.
So
That's what I'm saying?
They constantly being tired. They're just tired
because
they're on the field so much that they can't defend because they're tired. They can't catch their breath. They tired.
That's why Cox looking old.
If they also give them a little bit, you know what I'm saying, instead of three and out, punt, instead of doing that, and you get a couple of first downs, and that give them a chance to rest, catch their breath, do whatever they need to do on the sideline, get it together over there. And then when they come back out, they can stop somebody. But,
No running game, no sustained drive.
But in the game Sunday night, I'm going to tell you, really, I think the defense just was like forget about it, because they did have three long drives, but on all three of them drives, the main three stars fumbled, restricted from them. Like when y'all got 75 yards the first time, you know, they just was like, oh my Lord, God damn, we ain't getting no points. We got to go back out here.
They land the ball on that carpet. They was had a cold.
Yeah, and then they need some again.
They had a cold.
they drove a couple of times, but they just was like, oh my Lord, we ain't getting no points. You know, like if they had got some points, you know, that take a lot out of them defensive guys too, man. They see the offense go down there and then something happen like that, they'd be like, oh my Lord.
If Jalen banged up, what you running quarterback sweeps for? What's that?
Because you know what?
Right.
It worked for them last year.
That's what I said, right. Them coordinators exposed, man.
Exactly.
No, like Tang said, it worked for them last year. It worked. It worked for them. Mm-hmm. When all else failed, they did that, and it worked. It just didn't work this time. Everybody was hip to it.
Now I'm gonna tell you what the problem is, and I said at the beginning of the year, that boy Hurts. It's okay to do the tush push, pressing 700 pounds with your legs and getting bigger, but he's not moving. He's not swift like he was last year. And I said at the beginning of the year,
he's playing hurt too.
He's been wearing the brace for the last four games. You're absolutely right, Cap. He's definitely playing hurt. And he had a brace on for the last three or four games.
And if y'all check his stats, he got more yards than a running back.
That's what they said. The running game.
Only thing else I know that works is in Baltimore. Baltimore, Lamar, they run plays just for Lamar. They run plays for him. So he gets to do that. Jalen Hurts, I don't know. He going to get hurt doing it. Because he going to get hurt.
Hurts is number two to Lamar. But they got to figure it out. They got to figure it out.
That's what I'm saying.
They got a nice schedule to figure it out. They got a nice schedule. These last four games.
They got the easiest schedule.
This Seattle game is going to be a tough game because Seattle can run the ball, and that boy. That boy gonna be back.
Geno be back.
Yeah, they got a physical defense. Yeah, they definitely got a physical defense, and Geno will be back. So this is the last tough game that they're gonna have. I think they Seattle, but
you know the Giants gonna play them tough.
The
Giants gonna play them tough though because of division.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's true. Especially with that young boy out there, he didn't got him three wins in a row.
Right, Danny DeVito, killing.
Let's not do that. He was on the team when they got three in a row. Let's not do this, y'all.
he got three in a row. The last three games he played, he won them games.
He was on the roster.
He was the quarterback in those three games.
DeVito been the quarterback for the last three games, and he won.
I know.
My point is they ain't winning because of him. Okay, he all right. Let's not do the dog thing again.
They are winning because of him. I beg to differ. They are winning. Yes. And I'm gonna tell you why. They are winning because of him because nothing has changed but the quarterback position.
Exactly.
Nothing has changed but the quarterback position. So they are winning because of him.
It's the same line and the same receivers, and he getting it done. He throwing that ball. I ain't saying that it could be a moment. It could be that. But right now, in this moment, look good for him.
Well, it's okay. Yeah. Sometimes I let the mammal like win my argument. Just give him a couple
DeVito,
minutes.
He going to ride around like dogs.
DeVito getting mom's cooking. After every game, he getting the bed that mom cleaned up for him. He putting on the clothes that mom's just washed. He comfortable.
That's right.
You know?
The same way Josh Dobbs and guaranteed himself a backup job for another 10 years in checks, that's what DeVito done. But he ain't no starter. It's nice, you know.
We do need to see some more of them. I'm with you on that. But what I'm saying is right now, he's getting the job done. that Daniel Jones couldn't do with the same thing. That's all I'm
that's
saying.
Right.
Daniel Jones throwing up on himself somewhere right now. He's sick as hell right now.
Yeah, he
exactly.
is. They didn't give him up. But guess what?
He's sick.
But guess what?
He's sick because
he,
DeVito's
sick,
doing the job.
He got paid, though. He got paid,
yeah.
though.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
sick, but he got paid, though.
Definitely got paid. And I'm not even gonna say DeVito is not a starter. I'm not even gonna say that because he's starting out just like Brock Purdy started out. Like everybody counted him out. Nobody said he was good. Nobody this and the other. Woo-woo. And he only won three. He only lost three games. I'm talking about Brock Purdy. Only lost three games. But DeVito only played in four games. And all four games, he's won. I mean, lost only one and won three. So,
yeah, Brock Purdy's sample size is big enough. This is who he is. Like, I don't think we're questioning him no more. But that DeVito kid, yeah, we're going to see, man. It is what it is.
Yeah, we got to wait the next year to really see DeVito. I'm with you.
That.
I'm with you on that.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
We got a late caller. Come on in here, Kirby.
Kirby! He been online the whole time.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Kel's Corner.
What up, Kirby?
What's up, hey, I just want y'all to know when I take over, Kel getting a mop.
A mop.
A mop.
A mop.
He gonna get a mop. When I take over Kel's Corner, he gonna get a mop.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
Nah.
You taking over Kel's Corner.
I'm gonna trade that mop for a broom and sweep your ass out the door.
Lord, I tell you what, it's cold up here in Colorado. It's colder than a polar bear's toenail. That's how cold it is.
Yeah.
Not a polar bear's toenail.
Especially with Dion not winning.
Especially what? Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. Does anybody believe we're going to win our last three games?
No. No, I do not.
Anybody believe we're going to win one out of the last three games?
Maybe one.
It's possible.
Maybe one.
Yeah, it's possible.
But
I think we don't want to win.
We do not want to win.
They're all playing for their jobs. They're all playing for their jobs or get some film, you know, get some good film and stuff for some other team. I think we're going to give the Cowboys a hard time last game.
Hmm. Yeah.
Y'all always play the Cowboys hard. Always. Yeah. Y'all always play them hard.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to pick Washington, but it's going to be one of them eyes crossed, fingers crossed, feet crossed.
Okay.
Picks, you know?
Okay. Eyes, toes, and feet, huh?
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you. I feel you on that note. Y'all going to play the Rams when y'all come off y'all back. Y'all got to play the Rams. Then y'all play the Jets. Then y'all play the 49ers and then the Cowboys.
I'm gonna try to get to Walmart
tomorrow so I can take you to school the last three games.
Hey, make me a believer. Make me a believer.
I know that's right, Kale.
Seriously, I hope everybody's going to have a wonderful Christmas and a blessed and prosperous and healthy New Year's, and especially all the members of Kel's Corner. You know,
yes, sir. I second that.
I had a rough time this last week. I had a bad case of sinus. You know, Cenus or her husband, Cenus.
Okay. Who is that, Kirby?
No, I'll tell you what, the Rams coming on strong. They got that what's his name?
Kirby.
Kirby. Yeah.
Puka. Puka Kanukuka.
Yeah, Kuka, yeah.
What? Who is Seamus?
Whoa.
Ghost want to know. I want to know.
Mm-mm.
Who is Seamus?
Hey, yo.
I say, well, who I'm mad at? I'm mad at 57. Here I go bet on the Steelers, and they let me
Trash.
Down.
Mm. Again?
Stop that.
I was waving a yellow towel, too.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You must have pee-peed on it. My bad. Come back. I'm sorry. Please, my bad.
He's throwing you all around.
Had to get him back. I'm sorry.
Oh, funky towel. Terrible towel.
Cap said, I'm going to get him back right now.
Right. Dang.
Oh,
well,
MJ.
And that's good, though, because we all know that the Ravens, just like the Cowboys, they're good regular season players.
Ho, ho,
uh-oh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I don't
hey,
know.
Hey, wait a minute.
57. Them Ravens look like they, if it's a way they can win, they going to find it.
They going to do it, yeah.
No, let's say it looks like if it's a way for their opponent to give away the game, the opponent can find it.
Oh, wow.
Listen. They
let's
gotta,
not
they
give them a whole lot of credit.
They play Jacksonville, 49ers, the Dolphins, and then the Steelers. They got a tough schedule left.
Mm. Who? The Ravens.
The Ravens. Yeah, they play Jacksonville, and then they play us, the 49ers, and then they play the Dolphins, and then they play y'all, 57, the Steelers. The
yeah, 3-1. I take 3-1 to end the season. I take that.
Hey, as far as we're concerned, a Raven ain't nothing but
not
a big
enough.
Crow.
A big crow.
That's all.
Hey, that little running back they found somehow is good, though.
Yeah, Keaton.
Yeah.
Well, y'all haven't beat us this season. That's all
and
I
y'all
know.
Y'all ain't won enough this season.
Yeah, we won. We beat y'all.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry. Maybe we didn't beat y'all because you really don't know who your team is.
Okay, I think that. Sure, I know whatever team I like, they got more wins than you guys. I know that for sure.
Yeah, of course, front runner. You always going to pick who got the most wins.
No, sir.
No, that's D-Mob. That's D-Mob. You got them confused. That's D-Mob.
Yeah. And running close to second is El Capitan.
No, I just give props where it's due, bro. I don't wave no pom poms. I give props where they do.
Hey, and if it means anything, Cap rides around with a Raven hat on his passenger seat, so he's a Raven.
And the license
except
plate,
for the days he dresses up like 49ers. You know, except for those days.
Right. Yeah, you be hating on all the good teams, boy. That's funny. You done mentioned the Cowboys, the Niners.
I know not all of them. I just want you to pick one, Cap. Who you gonna ride or die with? Who you riding? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Man, you go. He know my team. He knows the team that's leading the division. The team he's looking up to. He knows.
Oh no!
In our division, we're not looking up to you, Cap.
Who you looking up to?
Nobody.
Cleveland.
We're tired with you.
Oh, Cleveland's ahead of you. Not fault. Cleveland.
Nobody.
Cleveland ahead of you. My fault.
No, they're not. Not in
yes,
the division.
They
yes, they
yes,
are.
Yes, they are.
We got how many division
it's
losses?
Raven.
Two. How many Cleveland got?
It's the Ravens. It's the Ravens, the Browns, the Steelers, and the Bengals.
Okay, that's the record. But division losses.
Oh, come on with that technical stuff, man.
Hey,
bro.
Hey, look. Tang always say facts. Tang always say facts. That's what I'm giving you, bro. I'm giving you facts. Facts.
All right, the fact is how many wins you have,
man.
How many losses you have, sir?
Cincinnati playing well, and that dude in Cleveland who they claim is Joe Flacco is playing well. I still ain't seen the birth certificate. I don't know if that's
Joe Flacco. Who they claim is Joe Flacco? Hey, come on, man.
Yeah, they playing exactly. They're going to finish in the basement again.
Nah, she crazy.
The doormat of the AFC North.
Huh.
Who? Steelers?
AFC North is the Ravens. Ravens on top.
Hey, look. I'm going to say 10-3. Again. We are tied for division lead. That's all I'm going to say. Now, all that other stuff,
games,
y'all
sir.
Do what you want to with it.
Okay, we look at your remaining
put
games.
It on pay-per-view, I want to see Zion versus Najee Harris in a foot race.
Hey, sis, at the time you say I love you or something, they keep getting on my nerves.
Hey,
look.
I just looked at the clock.
We got three more minutes,
57.
Yeah, you got like
punch it. He on the ropes. He on the ropes right now, man.
Cap over there with the
a lot of punches right now.
He dodged a whole lot
over there with
the
puppy.
Hold on, y'all.
Take that.
So you got the Colts, the Seahawks, the Bengals, and the Ravens. Steelers might go 1-3 to end the season. Well, take those two losses, but 1-5 with the two losses just now with the Patriots and the Cardinals. Wow.
Hey,
you might
end
up 1-5 for the season. Yeah.
Y'all always good in the middle rounds.
Well, wait a minute. Let me take Zion out of it. Mike Tomlin is a pretty good shot. Can Najee Harris beat Mike Tomlin in a foot race? I think this is legitimate.
Hi.
Yo, they trying to hang Tomlin. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Hey, nah.
They are. We doing two tonight, y'all. We doing two. Come on, Cap, give me one.
Okay, I would like to say it's a blessing once again to be a part of the Kells Corner with all my family here. 57, you know I love you. That was all just banner and trash talk. Man, if you had a problem today or tomorrow, I'll drive down and have your back, brother, on the real. Yeah, it's all good, though. I love it. It's fun. Remember, pray for your loved ones as well as your detractors. God's going to bless you either way.
Mm-hmm. Come on, champ, for the week. Week 14, champ. Come on in here.
Hey, man, it's always a pleasure, man, to be on here. Captain took all the words, man. Y'all know I don't say too much. I love y'all. Y'all be safe. Pay attention out there. Here we go.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. And with that being said, you guys, y'all know here at Kells Corner how much we love all of you guys. Y'all absolutely are adorable, and we love you guys. So with that being said, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Tell a friend, you guys, we're on the corner from those times. Okay, you guys can follow Kells Corner on Instagram at Kells Corner and on Facebook at Kells Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKellMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, my Betty is saying peace, love, and soul. Y'all heard it first from Tang. Be safe and pay attention out there. Y'all heard it from Cap. Keep the people in your life up in prayers. And the ones who silently look at you on the side with the side eye, pray for them as well, too. Just pray for them, y'all. They need it, okay? Kel, you have the very last word. This is our favorite part, my co-host with the most. Kel, you have the very last word.
It's more important than your life. So, y'all, be safe. Get ready for Thursday. Tang, I'm coming for you, bruh. I'm coming for you. With that being said, we love you all. And I'm dedicating this song to all our listeners, even the ones who don't want to come on.
And our haters.
Oh, yeah.
Honey, I can stand up.